9. The threads of a screw. The sum of my experiences has pointed at this moment, this decision. From Oathbringer, Preface. One benefit of having become brightness radiant was that for once, Shallan was expected to be a part of important events. Nobody questioned her presence during the rush through the corridors lit by oil lanterns carried by guards. Nobody thought she was out of place. Nobody even considered the propriety of leading a young woman to the scene of a brutal murder. What a welcome change! From what she overheard the scout telling Dalinar, the corpse had been a light-eyed officer named Vedekar Peril. He was from Sabariel's army, but Shallan didn't know him. The body had been discovered by a scouting party in a remote part of the tower's second level. As they drew nearer, Dalinar and his guards jogged the rest of the distance, outpacing Shallan, storming a lethe long legs. She tried to suck in some stormlight, but she'd used it all on that blasted map, which had disintegrated into a puff of light as they'd left. That left her exhausted and annoyed. Ahead of her, Adolin stopped and looked back. He danced a moment as if impatient, then hurried to her instead of running ahead. "Thanks," Shallan said as he fell into step beside her. "It's not like he can get more dead, eh?" he said, then chuckled awkwardly. Something about this had him seriously disturbed. He reached for her hand with his hurt one, which was still splinted, then winced. She took his arm instead, and he held up his oil lantern as they hurried on. The strata here spiraled, twisting around the floor, ceiling, and walls like the threads of a screw. It was striking enough that Shallan took a memory of it for later sketching. Shallan and Adolin finally caught up to the others, passing a group of guards maintaining a perimeter. Though Bridge 4 had discovered the body, they'd sent for Colin reinforcements to secure the area. They protected a medium-sized chamber, now lit by a multitude of oil lamps. Shallan paused in the doorway right before a ledge that surrounded a wide, square depression, perhaps 4 feet deep, cut into the stone floor of the room. The wall strata here continued their curving, twisting medley of oranges, reds, and browns, ballooning out across the sides of this chamber in wide bands, before coiling back into narrow stripes to continue down the hall that led out the other side. The dead man lay at the bottom of the cavity. Shallan steeled herself, but even so found the sight nauseating. He lay on his back and had been stabbed right through the eye. His face was a bloody mess, his clothing disheveled from what looked to have been an extended fight. Dalinar and Navani stood on the ledge above the pit. His face was stiff, a stone. She stood with her safe hand raised to her lips.
"We found him just like this, Bright Lord," said Pete, the bridge man. "We sent for you immediately. Storm me if it doesn't look exactly the same as what happened to High Prince Sadeus."
"He's even lying in the same position," Navani said, grabbing her skirts and descending a set of steps into the lower area. It made up almost the entire room. In fact, Shallan looked toward the upper reaches of the chamber, where several stone sculptures, like the heads of horses, extended from the walls with their mouths open. Spouts, she thought. This was a bathing chamber. Navani knelt beside the body, away from the blood running toward a drain on the far side of the basin. "Remarkable. The positioning, the puncturing of the eye. It's exactly like what happened to Sadeus. This has to be the same killer." Nobody tried to shelter Navani from the sight, as if it were completely proper for the king's mother to be poking at a corpse. Who knew? Maybe in Alethkar, ladies were expected to do this sort of thing. It was still odd to Shallan how temerarious the Alethi were about towing their women into battle to act as scribes, runners, and scouts. She looked to Adolin to get his read on the situation, and found him staring, aghast, mouth open and eyes wide.
Adolin? Shallan asked. Did you know him? He didn't seem to hear her.
This is impossible, he muttered. Impossible.
Adolin?
No, I didn't know him, Shallan. But I'd assumed... I figured the death of Sadeus was an isolated crime. You know how he was. Probably got himself into trouble. Any number of people could have wanted him dead, right?
Looks like it was something more than that, Shallan said, folding her arms as Dalinar walked down the steps to join Navani, trailed by Pete, Lopan, and, remarkably, Relaine of Bridge 4. That one drew attention from the other soldiers, several of whom positioned themselves subtly to protect Dalinar from the Parshendi. They considered him a danger, regardless of which uniform he wore. Kolot, Dalinar said, looking toward the light-eyed captain who led the soldiers here.
You're an archer, aren't you? 5th Battalion?
Yes, sir.
We have you scouting the tower with Bridge 4? Dalinar asked. The Windrunners needed extra feet, sir, and access to more scouts and scribes for maps. My archers are mobile. Figured it was better than doing parade drills in the cold, so I volunteered my company.
Dalinar grunted.
5th Battalion. Who was your policing force?
8th Company, Kolot said. Captain Talan. Good friend of mine. He didn't make it, sir.
I'm sorry, Captain, Dalinar said. Would you and your men withdraw for a moment so I can consult with my son? Maintain that perimeter until I tell you otherwise, but do inform King Elokar of this and send a message to Sabariel. I'll visit and tell him about this in person, but he'd best get a warning.
Yes, sir, the lanky archer said, calling orders.
The soldiers left, including the bridgemen. As they moved, Shallan felt something prickle at the back of her neck. She shivered and couldn't help glancing over her shoulder, hating how this unfathomable building made her feel. Renarin was standing right behind her. She jumped, letting out a pathetic squeak. Then she blushed furiously. She'd forgotten he was even with them. A few shamespren faded into view around her, floating white and red flower petals. She'd rarely attracted those, which was a wonder. She'd have thought they would take up permanent residence nearby.
Sorry, Renarin mumbled. Didn't mean to sneak up on you.
Adolin walked down into the room's basin, still looking distracted. Was he that upset by finding a murderer among them? People tried to kill him practically every day. Shallan grabbed the skirt of her hava and followed him down, staying clear of the blood.
This is troubling, Dalinar said. We face a terrible threat that would wipe our kind from Roshar like leaves before the storm wall. I don't have time to worry about a murderer slinking through these tunnels.
He looked up at Adolin.
Most of the men I'd have assigned to an investigation like this are dead. Niter, Malan, the King's Guard is no better. And the bridgemen, for all their fine qualities, have no experience with this sort of thing. I'll need to leave it to you, son.
Me?
Adolin said.
You did well investigating the incident with the King's saddle, even if that turned out to be something of a wind chase. Aladar is High Prince of Information. Go to him. Explain what happened, and set one of his policing teams to investigate. Then work with them as my liaison.
You want me, Adolin said, to investigate who killed Sadeus?
Dalinar nodded, squatting down beside the corpse, though Shallan had no idea what he expected to see. The fellow was very dead.
Perhaps if I put my son on the job, it will convince people I'm serious about finding the killer. Perhaps not. They might just think I've put someone in charge who can keep the secret. Storms. I miss Yasna. She would have known how to spin this, to keep opinion from turning against us in court. Either way, son, stay on this. Make sure the remaining High Princes at least know that we consider these murders a priority,
and that we are dedicated to finding the one who committed them.
Adolin swallowed.
I understand.
Shallan narrowed her eyes. What had gotten into him?
She glanced toward Renarin, who still stood up above, on the walkway around the empty pool.
He watched Adolin with unblinking sapphire eyes. He was always a little strange, but he seemed to know something she didn't. On her skirt, Pattern hummed softly.
Dalinar and Navani eventually left to speak with Sabariel. Once they were gone, Shallan seized Adolin by the arm.
"What's wrong?" she hissed. "You knew that dead man, didn't you? Do you know who killed him?"
He looked her in the eyes. "I have no idea who did this, Shallan. But I am going to find out."
She held his light blue eyes, weighing his gaze. Storms, what was she thinking? Adolin was a wonderful man, but he was about as deceitful as a newborn.
He stalked off, and Shallan hurried after him. Renarin remained in the room, looking down the hall after them until Shallan got far enough away that over her shoulder she could no longer see him.